If a train is carrying at least 1 million gallons, or about 35 tank cars, of Bakken crude oil, the railway company has to notify a state's Emergency Management Commission. Companies have to tell the state how much oil it's moving and the train's route. A Wisconsin Emergency Management spokeswoman says attorneys and staff are sorting through the details to figure out how the system will work in the state. Wisconsin Railroad Commissioner Jeff Plaley says the order is a reasonable step towards making rails safer.
I mean, God forbid anything, you know, were to ever happen, but at least, you know, having that knowledge is something that's helpful. It's kind of based on the premise that to be forewarned is to be forearmed.
The US DOT and other agencies are also strongly urging companies to use more reliable tank cars. La Crosse County Board Supervisor Maureen Friedland is a member of Citizens Acting for Rail Safety. She says the industry needs to step it up and phase out the older tank cars, which some consider to be dangerous.
And meanwhile, communities like ours are at risk, and we don't know what's coming through. We don't have control of what's coming through. We're advised that they'll help us take care of spills and problems, but we're still feeling very much vulnerable to explosions.
A BNSF railway spokeswoman says it would also like to see older tank cars phased out. She also says the new federal requirement to contact states will not affect the company's service. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.